That's what it's about. The things that you think would matter after the glass is broken, shattered, don't mean nothing. Still, we make assumptions. That's just how we function.
David Miles, you're listening to CFRC in Kingston, Ontario.
Swing, Swang, Swung. It's 2 hours of jazz, jump, bop, blues, fusion, funk. I'll play it all as long as it swings. So check us out every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Jazz is an American classic, and therefore we present it as such, without tricks and without nonsense and without funny hats and funny hair.
Music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retro Speaks 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/RetroSpeaks Garage Punk Radio.
I thought that the opening was a disgrace, actually. I thought it was a disgrace.
you've come to the right place. If you're a fan of 60s garage punk, garage rock, freak beat, psychedelia, any cool 60s underground rock music, I'm Phil Gray, and this is, of course, Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 683, which we kicked off with a band founded as the Iridescence. They also went by the name The Fender Four. They mainly played surf rock and instrumentals, headed to Southern California, changed their name to The Fendermen, became the Sons of Adam, and became a regular fixture on the Sunset Strip. They released a bunch of singles for Alamo and Decca, including a track called Feathered Fish, written by Arthur Lee of Love. So three singles released between 1965 and 1966. We had another recording entirely, an incendiary and very long version of Gloria.
They'd play a note, and then I remember to this day.
Retrospect. Well, this episode features a bunch of longer tracks from the Retrospect collection. Let's head into another one now. A band called Peabody Co., sometimes known as Peabody and Co., sometimes known as the Peabody Company. They covered The Who's I Can't Explain. They dabbled in theremin, recorded a bunch of various acetates, collected together on an LP in 2003. But where most people first heard Peabody and Co. was on what's described as a jaw-dropping 7-minute cover of Tobacco Road, which appeared on the Fistful of Fuzz compilation. It's brilliant, and it sounds like this.
My mama died and my daddy got drunk. They left me here to die alone in the middle of Tobacco Road. On a fence within a shack, all I had was hanging on my back. Didn't hear no howling in the middle of Tobacco Road.
Doing. Do you understand that?
Retro Speaks.
Don't do the middle of the way, somewhere. The whole time looked at me, looked at you, and we found. Don't you wanna see? Neither time will be found.
Télévision ou ailleurs, ce sont eux qui ont lancé la musique électronique dans l'ouest des États-Unis, exactement à Los Angeles, d'où viennent les prunes électriques. Vous allez les voir, c'est très différent de la musique de San Francisco. Eux appellent ça le freeform, la forme libre, en direct pour Bouton Rouge. Voici les Electric Prunes dans You Never Had It Better.
Yeah. get over it sometimes, how teenagers can be such suckers.
Smoothly into birth.
It's Retro Spec 60s Garage Punk Show, trawling through some of the longer tracks out of the States, out of the Retro Spec collection. Peabody Company, Peabody & Co. as they're known often, Tobacco Road topped that set. Then, the Electric Prunes. B-side of their 1968 single on Reprise, the A-side had been Everybody Knows You're Not In Love, where the B-side, You Never Had It Better. Also a version of that on their Stockholm 67 album, track recorded late 1967 at American Recording Studios in Hollywood. Awesome track. And thirdly in the set, a band you can see up on our Facebook and Instagram, NGC4594, also known as the Sombrero Galaxy. That's a galaxy, not the band. This band out of Connecticut, they relocated to New York City by 1967, all over for NGC 4594. But 1967, they recorded an album not released for another 43 years. The album called Skipping Through the Night. So this band got together at University of Connecticut, six students. They auditioned for Mercury, headed into the studio, recorded a mono demo, two tracks, subsequently re-recorded in professional studios. This band did get to perform supporting The Doors and Country Joe and the Fish, but I really like this anecdote. Apparently, in the early 90s, Tim Page, who was a professor at University of Connecticut, was quite taken with hearing a very worn-out single on a campus restaurant jukebox, hunted out two of the former band members, and found out that there were still original tapes of their Mercury auditions. Those tapes subsequently released. So NGC 4594, we get a track called Forever Gone.
Psychedelic September, coming soon on Retrospect.
Here's a band out of Keokuk, Iowa, recording from 1966. The band is called Gone, G-O-N-N. Many of you will know it from the Nuggets comp. They have their origins in a band called The Pagans, who had three songs, apparently, in their repertoire. Last Night from the Marquees, Stepping Out by Paul Revere and the Raiders, and also Them's Gloria, although apparently they spent the first 6 months accidentally playing the riff backwards. They renamed themselves from The Pagans to Gone, and recorded this track, Blackout of Greetly, named after a thriller called The Blackout at Greetly. As I said, it appeared on Nuggets, highlight for the career. They didn't go very far. Probably not helped by the fact that their second single went nowhere and they had a habit of performing in front of a large Nazi flag, which I imagine was pretty unpopular then, certainly would be unpopular now. This is Gone, Blackout of Greetly.
Is permeated with the odor of kerosene. We'll be right back.
lot of you have fallen for it, thrown away a future like nothing in the history of the world. For what? A kick? Or a fling? A thrill? You think you're smart enough to get away with it, but you're just being a sucker. What I call being delinquent in good sense. These two, parked on a lonely road, just looking for trouble. And trouble is there, all right. If you look hard enough, you can always find it, especially if you're the sharp one, the guy or gal who doesn't have to listen to your parents' good sense or follow the rules, because you're smart enough to beat the game and take care of yourself. That's what this couple thought. Did you read about the case in the newspapers? They found out how it feels to be a sucker. Too late to do any good, but they found out.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Well, it's been all American tracks so far. Set of three. Gone, Blackout of Gretley. Then, a band called the 31st of February. They were formed in Jacksonville, Florida. High school students out of Englewood High School went on to the Florida State University where the band met and formed. But they originally formed as the Bitter Ind, I-N-D, full stop, as in independence. They played frat parties, met up with members of a band called the Allman Joys. You might have heard of them, Dwayne Allman and Greg Allman. Their stories are inexorably linked. The Bitter Ind changed their name to the Tiffany System, headed to Miami, and recorded for Vanguard Records, but as the 31st of February. Debut album released 1968, strongly influenced by psychedelic pop and folk rock. Went on to record further with Dwayne and Greg Allman, who had broken up their group The Hourglass. So band member Scott Boyer ended up in a band called Cowboy. David Brown ended up being bassist for Boz Scaggs' band. And band member Butch Trucks joined the Allman Brothers band. So from the 31st of February, we had a track called A Nickel's Worth of Benny's Help. Then thirdly in the set, a band called The Londons. Super obscure. They're out of Columbia, South Carolina. 1966 release called Old Man and Thing of Age. Bit of Global Garage, straight after this.
Phil Gray.
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 Phil Gray's Retrospect.
Well, it's all longer tracks this week, so pretty short playlist. Reminding you that the playlist of every show is posted up on our socials, along with a link to the episode, and also a link to the Retrospect archive. And there are many, many dozens of back episodes available at any time. So if you're new to the show, please go back, check those archives, and of course, your feedback. Welcome. So longer tracks. Here's one out of Thailand off the Thai Beat A Go-Go compilation, which has the most fantastic subtitle, Groovy Sounds from the Land of Smile. Released on Subliminal Sounds in 2010, the artist's name on the comp is actually written in Thai script, but I believe it translates as Sudapon. The track is called Ding Dong. Sudapon had a couple of LPs and several singles and EPs, including one notable one, a 10-inch shellac 78 RPM record. Now that's an obscurity for you. This is Sudapon. The track is Ding Dong. Ding dong, da ding ding dong, da ding da ding ding dong, da ding ding dong, da ding da ding ding dong, da ding ding dong, da ding da ding ding dong, da ding ding dong. This episode of Retrospect, primarily longer US-based tracks in the Retrospect collection, little bit of Global Garage out of Thailand with that last track, Ding Dong from Sudapon, and this final instrumental. We're heading to Peru for a band called Los Juniors from the Barranco district of Lima. Their only 45 was released in 1968 on a label called MAG, and this is the B-side, Sierra Piedra en el Sol. Thanks again for being part of Retrospect. We'll be right back.
with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
The single greatest scandal in broadcast history.
And I want to just thank everybody, and in particular, God.
Oh, hey, Boomer Radio Guy. You're looking pretty good. Long time no see.
Stack them eights, yo-yo. Feel free to let your tongue down and hammer away with words that make you feel good.
Okay, well, I'm not really sure what that means, but now that I've seen you, I wanted to tell you, I got my own radio show. It's on Saturday mornings from 8 till 10. It's called Making Bacon.
Hey, Beaver, the place to get help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
I don't know what that means, but I don't think you should be saying stuff like that.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa, okay, look, it's just Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. Check it out, Making Bacon, CFRC 101.9.
Idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and do it to it. Love and kisses.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Hi! Follow the yellow brick road each week on Sunday.